Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Spotlight on this Thursday. I'm Ty Taylor. A fun conversation coming up with Sherrard High School senior Haley Shemick. She is a member of the girls cross country team at Sherrard that's had such a strong year. The Tigers last month won the Three Rivers Athletic Conference, and Haley finished second individually at the conference meet. The Tigers finished second at the 1A Rock Falls Regional as a team. Haley with a sixth place finish individually there. She also is a member of the Sherrard Tigers cheer team, and she sings too. We'll get into all that and more with Haley Shemick on the High School Spotlight tonight on WRMJ. Zimmerman Honda is celebrating two big anniversaries. They've now been at their new Moline location 10 years, and they're now entering their 70th year as a car dealer. You've come to know and love Zimmerman's top-of-the-line service department over the years with their professionalism and high-quality service. And of course, customers are always satisfied when buying and leasing vehicles from Zimmerman's. It's no secret why they've excelled for 70 years. See for yourself at Zimmerman Honda in Moline or visit ZimmermanHonda.com. Zimmerman Honda. And welcome back. Ty Taylor with you on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joined on the High School Spotlight tonight by Sherrard senior Haley Shemick. As you'll hear in our conversation, she does a little bit of everything. Haley, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk with us. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you very much. All right, we'll start our conversation talking about cross country now. As I mentioned, a senior at Sherrard, you finished sixth individually at the Rock Falls Regional. The Tigers second as a team, advancing to the sectional in Oregon this weekend. Were you happy with how you ran? And I guess, what did you kind of make of the team's performance as a whole, too?
Yeah, I was really impressed with us because we've had kind of a rough season with like injuries and everything like that. But we definitely pulled it together on Saturday, and I was super impressed with everyone, how they ran. I didn't really PR at the course, but it was a really good race. And yeah, I'm really happy with how we placed and how I placed individually. And yeah, it was a super fun race.
Now, you mentioned to me off the air that this is just your second year running cross country. Your first year was last year, and you were a state qualifier. So I guess you picked it up pretty easily. What's kind of led to your success as you kind of got a late start in cross country?
I think it's definitely been the team. Like, the team for cross country and just running in general, like track as well, is just amazing here at Sherrard. Like, the team, like, we all support each other and we just have a lot of fun together. And I think we just like push each other really well, which I think has led to like our success last year and our success so far this year in the season. So yeah, I would definitely say it's the team that's helped me especially a lot.
Last month, the conference champions in the Three Rivers Athletic Conference, also individually for you at the conference meet, you finished second. What did that mean to you? That's a pretty strong individual and team finish, I imagine.
That was crazy. I did not expect to get second, definitely. Last year, I think I got like six or something like that at conference, and then to jump up to second, that was really cool. And then we were conference champions again, which that was so exciting for the whole team. Super exciting for like my senior year, and just to finish like the conference like runner up, super cool. And then conference champion as a team, I don't know, it was just an amazing experience.
And heading into the sectional this weekend, now I know cross country kind of a unique sport in it's, you know, you compete as a team, but also as an individual. So heading into the sectional, you know, with a team that's fared so well this season, do you guys kind of push each other and feed off each other with individual success, or how is that dynamic?
Oh yeah, definitely we do. Like, we push each other before the race, or like with warming up, we're all like cheering each other on, like hyping each other up. We have like a little handshake we do before every race, and that kind of hypes us up just so we do well, because it's important to do well like as a team, obviously, but obviously that comes from like individually doing well. So if we finish the race before like another teammate, we always go and cheer them on and stuff like that, and we're always like hyping each other up, egging each other on, and just, you know, pushing each other.
You're a senior cheerleader too, and as an athlete who's involved in other sports, when you kind of look at cheerleading specifically, what is it about cheer that kind of drew you to it? What do you like about it? And I guess what got you into wanting to cheerlead in the first place?
Oh my gosh, I have loved cheer since seventh grade. That was like my main sport, kind of until like last year with cross country, which it still could be my main sport. But cheerleading is so much fun with like the Friday night lights and just being, I don't know, outside, just like getting the lights to turn on every Friday and just cheering, taking our pom-poms. I don't know. I love cheerleading and I've done it since seventh grade, like done it a long time. And it's just, it's a really fun sport. I like cheerleading.
And, you know, I think a lot of people probably don't understand all that kind of goes into cheer. So can you kind of talk to a little bit about that? You know, what all goes into it and how much dedication and work you have to put into cheer?
Yeah, cheer is definitely like a teamwork sport. We all have to be, you know, on the same page and working together to like get our routines. Because we have to like memorize all the cheers, which I think a lot of people don't realize how much work that is. Like, we have to make sure everyone has the right moves, like, at the same time. And then we stunt as well. And, like, that's putting people up in the air, which is kind of a lot. So that's kind of a team aspect thing we have to work on for cheerleading. And, yeah, making routines and just, like, looking the same and always looking – or not looking happy, being happy, you know. But, yeah.
All right, so you run, you cheer, you sing, too, national anthem singer at some of the high school events. You said you've been doing it since eighth grade. Now, are there any nerves still doing that, or are those kind of gone and you just go out there and perform?
I'd like to say I don't have any nerves with it. I think they've gotten better because, like, eighth grade year, I was super nervous for it. Like, doing it at, like, high school events, I was so nervous. But they've gotten better over the years. But it's more, like, it's more fun than nervous. Like, it's more, like, I'm excited to sing for like the volleyball games and like wrestling meets and stuff like that. So it's less nervous. It's more like exciting. And like when people like cheer for it after I sing, like that is so cool. It just like kind of gets rid of the nerves.
All right. And you're up for Allstate in choir. Can you talk a little bit about what that process is like and maybe, you know, when you'll find out what the result of that is?
Yeah. So every year they have like ILMEA, which is kind of, there's like nine districts. It's Illinois split into like nine. And we have like a choir like performance that we put on together. And we have to audition for it. So I auditioned and I made it into the ILMEA choir. And then you can make it into Allstate, which is like a couple from each of the nine districts. And I made it into Allstate, which is really cool. And so that'll be like in January. But we have a performance next Saturday for each district, which is like what I auditioned for. And so that's going to be really fun. I'm excited.
A busy schedule for Sherrard High School senior Haley Schemmick coming up Saturday. She'll be competing with the entire Tigers girls cross country team in the 1A Oregon sectional. Haley, thanks for talking with us and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And that'll wrap things up this evening on the High School Spotlight.